Right now, it's time to bring in a guy who did not labor on Labor Day, Mike Kozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Did you getting all ready to go to school?
Yep.
Da-da-da-da. Is this the first day back for you, or did you go back last week some?
I was there 3 days last week.
Right.
There's still no kids yet. This week's pretty much nothing.
Really?
Yep. I got upperclassmen come in tomorrow to get stuff, which I don't teach. And then freshmen come in for a half day tomorrow. And then freshmen come in Thursday and Friday to get lockers and combinations and computers. And there's really nothing going on this week. Next month is when it really starts.
All right. In Connecticut, it really starts. And more in Massachusetts, it really starts today. I mean, a lot of schools did open up last week. But most of the action gets right after Labor Day.
Yeah, there's still no kids till they start coming tomorrow.
All right, let's go on to sports. I'll let you take the table for this because you've got a couple probably days worth of stuff you want to talk about.
I haven't watched sports all weekend.
All right.
I've been doing is going to the track. I haven't watched the game. I haven't watched anything. The only thing I watched a little bit was the Auburn-Oregon game Saturday night, which was a good game. Oregon had the lead, and Auburn came back to pull it out late. It was a real competitive game. It was a real good game. That's all I saw. I didn't watch any baseball all weekend. It's disgusting. I can't watch it.
Yeah, and finally,
Philander pitched a no-hitter, though, his third one. After a second batter walk. He retired the next 26 guys in a row.
Now, here's the thing about Verlander, okay? He's got 3 no-hitters, right?
Yep.
All right. They went back. I was watching. This is what I like, the Major League Baseball Network. Do you know how many other one-hitters he had?
I would say 5 or 6.
5 or 6, and out of those 5 or 6, 3 of them went into either the 8th or 9th inning. That means this guy could be sitting there. Could be sitting there.
Yeah, with Nolan Ryan numbers.
Yeah. And most of his success has come after he was thought to be washed up.
Right.
There you
go. You know, Kate Upton's the fountain of youth.
There you go. That certainly is either that or the mistress of death. It all depends.
No, I don't think so. He ain't dying.
No, he's not. Not at all. All right. Well, with that being said, you know, I did watch college football, okay? And Auburn is still Auburn.
SEC is by far the best conference in the country.
Alabama is still Alabama. But LSU surprised me how they really look good this year.
They smoked somebody. Yeah. I think they scored 52 points or something.
And then Oklahoma scored 79 points. But I think they were playing the.
No, that was 80-point total. That was an 80-point total in the game. So, Oklahoma didn't score 70.
They either scored 70 or 70. Yeah, they did. They scored. I think they scored.
No, not Oklahoma. I was watching a little bit of that game Sunday night, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that happened with them.
There was the over under was 82, and I know that they scored 80 points in the game.
Yeah, it was. 49-31. That's right. They won 49-31. Which is the game that went that the team scored 70 some points? I just don't know why they don't have the mercy rule.
You can't have a mercy rule.
I know.
You can't do that. Don't sound like Aaron Boone. Don't sound dumb. It's not Little League. This is a Division I program. They schedule these big schools to play them so they can get a gate. They can get some money. So if that's what you want to do, be prepared. I mean, if you want to lead the lamb to slaughter, the lamb's going to get killed.
If
you're selling your soul to make some money to help your program, to me it makes no sense. But they do it for money, and then you get the shellac and you deserve.
Okay, here it was. Penn State 79, Idaho 7.
Yeah. So Idaho made a lot of money because they played at Penn State in front of like 105,000 people, and they made more money on that one game than they're probably going to make for every game they play for the rest of the year. That's why they schedule these games. But you're going to get destroyed. I mean, it's one or the other. You want the money or you want to get destroyed. I mean, you can't have a mercy rule. There's no way in the world you can have a mercy rule, especially with gambling. You can't do it. So that's gone by way of the Etzel. You can't have a mercy rule. You want to have a mercy rule? Go watch 10-year-old kids play.
All right, you're right. You convinced me on that. So now, how did you do with the track this weekend?
Well, I'm all screwed up with the days. Sunday, Saratoga has a tournament every day. It's called Saratoga Showdown, where you have to pick five races. You have to pick the winner, or, you know, try to pick the winner. You get a mythical $5 win place show on it. I won it on Sunday. So I had a real good weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I took Saratoga for the money that they were giving me at the end of the meet. Yesterday, I just stayed home and bet. I didn't even leave the house. But I had a good weekend this weekend. I don't even remember who we picked on our show on Friday. It's been so long ago. But I had a good weekend.
All right. Well, anything else in sports?
Yeah, the Mets are winning again a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though? The Red Sox are creeping back into the picture. They're only 5.5 games behind. So, you know, if you're looking at the team, like, if you're saying, well, the Mets still have a shot at 4, well, then so do the Red Sox at 5.5.
They both have shots, but there's only 22 games left.
What do they got? 137? Yeah, they got 25 games left.
And some teams have 22 and some teams
have 20. It's going to be hard. I mean, Tampa Bay, but they're all, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and the A's are all real close. There's a game and a half from the third place to the top spot in the wild card.
Yeah.
So the Red Sox are 4.5 behind the A's, who lost 2 in a row, but they're a good team. I can't see anybody slumping enough to get the Red Sox in it, but it's just funny how the Red Sox are playing better now since Sale's been out than when they had him.
Well, they also have been playing the weak Sisters of Mercy schedule, which every team has on because the baseball leagues now are so deprived of great talent and a lot of good teams. You know,
that's the problem with baseball.
Yeah, these teams go into play California, all these other teams that just aren't performing, and you, all of a sudden you rack up 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wins, and it's because you're playing at the bottom feeders. You know,
The Red Sox are going to have to earn their keep this week. They play Minnesota starting today, and a little side story about sports. My nephew, who he's going to a junior college now in Tampa because he left Fairleigh Dickinson. He's a baseball player, and he's got a scholarship to go play at Miami starting next year. He called me up, and he didn't know what to do Saturday night. I said, go down to St. Pete. I said, the Indians are playing the Rays. You could probably get in there for $5. Well, I was wrong. The three guys got in there for a total of $33 and sat 10 rows behind first base. Not bad when you can go see Major League Baseball in Florida for less than the cost of going to watch spring training.
Those three guys saw a baseball game, and the parking fee at Giants at the Meadowlands complex is now $30.
Yeah,
that's just to get in and park.
Well, you know, that's that. Like I told my other friend, I said that's the price we pay for living in the deprived Northeast, where a bottle of water costs you $7 somewhere.
That's amazing.
It's a joke.
All right. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
We'll check with you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right. We'll follow things then.
Yeah, the Yankees win this weekend? They got smacked yesterday.
Finally it happened, thank God.
What happened?
They didn't score. So that means you.
Oh yeah, they got shut out 7-0. Yeah.
So that means you won't have to hear the announcers say every game.
We haven't been shut out since 1947.
This is the 211th game in a row.
I hate those guys on that station. I really do.
Who cares whether you've been shut out or not? Just win or lose, baby. As Al Davis used to say.
In today's like we say in today's world of the titleist baseball, shutouts are hard to come by. So that you haven't been shut out and you have a team of 9 long swingers, that's not a big feat, especially when you get 6 pitchers thrown at you a game.
Yeah. All right there, buddy. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.